resulting in 22 layoffs at Prairie Center and the loss of its detox unit. Tracy says many more layoffs are possible as the state begins to have larger cash flow problems and falls further behind in reimbursements.
And at this point, some developmental disabilities agencies have not been paid for services that were provided last April. And as you can imagine, that puts these agencies in a situation where they have to access lines of credit. And when the lines of credit run out, they're in trouble.
Tracy says there was some optimism following legislators' action this week, but he notes that action took a number of calls from the community as well as a local forum that brought out over 500 people to protest the budget cuts. With state budget cuts, students at Parkland College face higher tuition costs. But College Foundation Executive Director Carl Meyer says that much of the money raised during the school's annual fundraising campaign that began last month could help lessen the financial burden. Last year, the foundation raised $1.8 million during its annual campaign, awarding more than $200,000 in scholarships to 182 Parkland students. Meyer says that the state originally paid for one-third of the operating costs for community colleges. Now the state provides less than 20% of the operating fees.
We're actually operating on what the state was giving the community colleges in 1992. That's how far back we have slid.
The foundation's goal this year is to raise $2 million. So far, it's raised about $1 million. Parkland's fundraising campaign will end in October. Mitsubishi Motors North America and the United Auto Workers have a tentative agreement for workers at their plant in Normal, but the two say they won't talk about the deal until the plant's 1,200-plus workers vote on it. The tentative agreement follows union rejection of another proposal earlier this month. Union workers at Mitsubishi and Normal have been working without a contract since their old contract expired September 5th. The new agreement comes in the face of declining U.S. sales for Mitsubishi, down 22% this year, according to Auto Data. The Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club has signed up about 450 teams for its beanbag tournament this weekend to raise money for its activities for young people in Champaign-Urbana. The game is simple. Toss a beanbag into a hole. The first team to make 21 points wins. Teams of two will compete for prize money in what the club has dubbed the CU Bags Tournament. The Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club is turning to a beanbag tournament as its major community fundraiser after 17 years of holding rubber duck races. Development Director Michael Byrd told the Champaign City Council earlier this month that they chose beanbag for many reasons.
Meaning that it was unique, it was new, it allowed all levels of participation. People who did not play would be able to play. But more importantly, it was an activity that could be conducted in the streets of our city and showcase two rather prominent areas.
Those prominent areas are Campus Town and downtown Champaign. Green Street in Campus Town will be closed to traffic beginning at 6 tonight for the opening night of the CU Bags Tournament. Tomorrow and Sunday, the action moves to the intersection of Neal and Park Streets downtown. Byrd says there's still time to register to enter in the Open, Youth, and Pro divisions for Saturday and Sunday. Stop by the tournament on Green Street tonight or in downtown Champaign tomorrow and Sunday. Saturday's play begins at 10 a.m. Sunday's play starts at noon. It's 4:33.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from Lincoln Square Village in Urbana, the same square with a new angle, now with shops, offices, activity, and dining facilities, including Pretty Nails and Mr. John's School of Cosmetology.
Taking a look at the weather now, sunny skies and northeast winds around 5 to 15 miles per hour prevailed over central and southeast Illinois today. There were some gusts up to 20 miles per hour over eastern Illinois. Temperatures range from 79 to 84 with less humid air as the dew point slipped into the 40s. High pressure from the Great Lakes to Texas will remain anchored over the Midwest through this weekend. As a result, fair skies and warm temperatures will continue across the region. A cold front over northwest Minnesota and central South Dakota will move into Wisconsin and Iowa tomorrow, bringing them a few showers and thunderstorms. A stronger cold front is forecast to move through Illinois Monday and Monday night, bringing us the next chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms, along with much cooler air to follow. Let's take a look at the Champaign-Urbana area forecast. From meteorologist Ed Kieser, it calls for clear skies tonight with a low of 52. winds from the northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, the high 84, northeast winds at, from out of the north at 7 to 14 miles per hour. It should be partly cloudy tomorrow night, the low 54, mostly sunny on Sunday, the high around 80, partly cloudy Sunday night, the low 56. And on Monday, increasing cloudiness, a chance of a few showers late in the day, the high around 80. Right now, it's 80 degrees outside Campbell Hall in Urbana. That's a look at news and weather from AM 580. I'm Jim Meadows. The time is 4:35. All Things Considered continues.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Democrats and Republicans, the President and Congress, are negotiating a deal on an economic bailout. But what exactly are they hoping to prevent? Well, for a few hours last week, it was possible to see what could happen. Some on Wall Street say the U.S. economy had a near-death experience, and that is what terrified Washington into action. To understand that moment, when Bush administration officials first realized they had a big problem, NPR has again partnered with the Chicago